Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz. As always, partly broadcasting from Frank's Place at 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place right now. What is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined once again by Andy Costantini, who is a great singer-songwriter, musician. He's in a great band called The Rollables. He does a great solo work, and we also wanted to let everyone know that you do use tracks, which is good. So when you do your solo show, you've got like bass and drum and all that tracks.
Oh, yeah, I have tracks.
Oh, great. Okay, now let's talk about these songs here. Now, the first song is A Perfect Love, and that's from a movie.
Correct.
And it's the finale version. And so why don't you kind of tell us about this and, how you came up with it?
Okay, Perfect Love is the theme song. It's the main character of the book, and then it became a video movie. And it's her theme song. And there's two versions. There's the version you hear in the beginning of the movie as it's starting, and during the movie you hear parts of it. The finale mix is where there was added some harmonies at a certain point in the song. There was two extra voices that were added in. There were, and then at the end there's drums and horns, and it's a big finale because it's at the end of the movie. So that's basically what's going on with that. Came out great.
Yeah, and now another song we had here, Pretty, was that it?
Correct.
Okay, and tell us about this song.
Pretty is just, I called it Pretty because it's just kind of a nice sounding progression. It's very simple, it's very kind of slow and moves at a real good pace. It's just kind of pretty. It's got a nice melody to it. It's an instrumental piece of music. And I came up with a fairly simple melody. However, it's very straightforward. There's nothing complicated about it, which is nice. And it just works for having a nice flowing piece of music during this video. And I enjoy playing it.
Okay. Another song here is What Do I Have to Do? What was it?
What Do I Have to Do?
Oh, yeah. I
can
got
say
it.
What Do I Have? That would be just as good.
Okay. And now, how did you come up with this song?
That's a song that kind of deals with the subject of infatuation, perhaps, earthly love, young love. Someone meets somebody, maybe you meet someone, and you're kind of infatuated with them, and you start to think about them, and you start to get that funny feeling. So I wrote that song with that in mind, and it's a very gentle progression. Again, it's kind of, I used a little bit of jazz in there, a little jazzy chord progression, and again, it's not excessively complicated. It's pretty simple and straightforward, kind of supporting the story of the song. And, Jim Durbin of Durbin Audio helped me record that. He did a great job. He had a phenomenal guitar in that studio, and he recorded it very well. Jim also helped me record the video for my band. So the original music was recorded at Durbin Audio, and he did a great job on that one. It's beautiful.
Okay, and now as we talk about this music, Andy, so when you're performing your solo gigs, like at this nursing home, you have the backing tracks, you've got your guitar, and then with your band, you play the guitar too. I mean, is that different experience, or, I mean, you play different parts or a different way than the guitar?
Well, that's kind of... You're curious about music, huh, Mike?
Yes.
It's great. It's a lot of fun. Having a band is just so much fun. I love live music. I love playing music, period. So if I'm using tracks, that's one thing.
Right.
That's one element of performance. However, when I have a live band and I'm making live music, that's completely different because there's nothing pre-recorded about it. We're four individuals or three individuals or two, but it's all live. And so you got that human touch to it. There's nothing pre-recorded going on. And I really, really, I thoroughly enjoy it. I don't think we play the same song twice, ever. I don't think I'll ever play the same solo twice. I think that when you're singing a song, even though the melody is basically there, that people will recognize. However, no two performances are ever the same. Even if you play the same song again and again and again, really, there's no two performances that are ever the same, really. Because there's the human element involved. You know, how how much sleep did I get the night before, how much coffee have I had that day. It's going to all affect how my voice sounds. Am I relaxed? Am I having a good time? Am I outside? Have I been sweating for 6 hours, you know, loading equipment and stuff? Or, you know, different variables. And playing the guitar is a phenomenal thing, too.
And now, you know, with being in Florida, you have the Trop Rock group. I mean, is that something that you do, that like Margaritaville? Or, I mean, do you ever do like a show where they want you to just kind of do the Trop Rock? Or
Trop Rock? Well, we have some songs that are kind of Latin-y in feel. I mean, we do Motown. We love Motown, and a lot of Motown, a lot of the Beatles. That's dance music.
Right.
So you're going to have a little bit of Latin influence to that music.
Yeah.
Now, as far as your typical Florida thing where we're all wearing the floral shirts
exactly.
and stuff. Well, I tell you, our outfit when we play, 9 times out of 10, 99.99% of the time, we wear nice white shirts and nice sharp black ties, black pants, nice black shoes. We look good.
Yeah.
We're uniform. That's how we look in our promotional material, and when we show up to play, that's how we look, so that people understand we are a band, we're a group. If the situation calls for different kinds of outfits and different kinds of music, as I said before, we played a wedding last weekend where there was some requests that were made for some more recent music. And I had enough time to prepare the music. And these people, that was their favorite band that they made these requests from. So it became very important to me to make sure that I got those songs. And I learned them, the music, the vocals, any harmonies going on, different musical parts. I play all the instruments in a band, so I kind of understand how they all work together and what each one is doing. I listened for everything. So that's a responsibility to learn music. So in a situation where perhaps more of that island trop rock music will be requested, it's perfectly fine. I've had the guys in the band kind of want to do some of that too, and I said, well, that'll all come. Don't worry about it. That'll all come.
So for you, Andy, when you're trying, like you mentioned, that song that they wanted with that wedding, you then just listen to the songs, like you're saying, you just get each part kind of in your head, and you're able to kind of transcribe it from your brain.
I can tell you that's a great question, because what I go through, if someone requests a song, if I have to learn a song that I've never heard before, or maybe I've heard it, but I never took the time to learn the words or the different parts to the song, I will have to listen to a song, I don't know exactly how many times, but so many times, it would probably drive the average person crazy. I'll be listening to it, like, in bed at night. I'll put it on, because it has to get into my brain.
Right.
Then I have to start to understand what's going on. If it's new material that I've never heard before, I have to listen to it, and I'll have a hard time. I'll struggle. However, at a certain point, it'll become internalized. It's just like when you tell a student, that's what some of my teachers told me. You can only take in so much information. You can take it in, read it, study it, and then your brain has to kind of assimilate it. You shouldn't stop studying. You should continue to study, but you do reach a wall. So you have to give yourself enough time. I just call it my musical brain, the musical mind. Just keep feeding it, and eventually it understands the song. It becomes part of my memory, and then I start to hear it in my head as I'm going through my day. Then it becomes a lot easier to play the song.
And the one thing I'm wondering, Andy, and I don't know if this has happened to you, but does people like bride and grooms for weddings or even these nursing homes ever find out you're a songwriter and then want you to write something original? Has that ever happened yet? Or?
There's one place I go to out in Eustis, and there's some family members that are there almost all the time when I'm out there. I go out there once a month, and they have asked me, do you have any original music? And I said, well, yes, I do. They said, well, we'd like to hear some of it. I said, well, okay, I'll get some of it ready. So it's, like I say, it's a different kind of thing, you know. It's, if I would play some of my songs, maybe I could create tracks for them to kind of give them a better experience, or if they want to hear just me and my guitar, that's fine. I'd be more than happy to do that, but so far, that's the only situation where people that are in the audience, and again, these are family members, where they've requested to hear some of my original music.
Oh, great. So with the, original music, is that something that you're always pursuing? I mean, that you are you the type of person are just writing songs? Are you waiting for a situation where you're commissioned to write a song, or do you've got songs piled up all over the place somewhere?
I've got a lot of ideas. I have written songs in the past. It's been a at various times in my life, I've written songs, and I just pretty much kept them to myself. There was one time I wrote a song. This is an example of where I shared it. I used to share it with my family, right. Maybe play it for my friends. You know, I wrote a song once for my nephew, you know, talking about him and his baseball playing and how good he was and how smart he was and good looking and all that. So, but it was like a funny, it was like a country song. And I had some slide guitar in there, and I had a little portable studio. So I used a drum track, and I recorded the guitar, and then I recorded like a slide guitar solo. It was like a country song. It was good. He liked it. It was good. You know, something special I did for him. So that was almost 20 years ago I wrote that song. And it's just been sitting there. Other times people will ask me, you know, can you write a song for this? For example, with this video, there was the situations. Can you come up with this? Can you come up with that? And as of right now, the commitment that I've made to Will is to write for a certain amount of time every day. Because I'm full-time now. And I have a responsibility now to myself and to him to come up with ideas, be writing every day, sharing ideas with him as soon as they become cohesive and shareable. And in fact, I just did that this morning with some pieces of music that I had written.
And with writing, you know, every day, can you write like two different pieces or work on two different projects, you know, the same day, or you like to keep them separate, or...
Basically, what happens is I find an idea that I like. I record myself with my guitar. Sometimes I get a chance to develop it, but to me, things have to kind of come together. I have to work hard to get things, right. Different sections of different songs. It's hard for me to write a complete song in one sitting, but if I get a good basic idea of something musically, and then perhaps being able to add a melody on top of that, that's kind of my approach.
Oh, so you kind of try to do it layers, try to get one piece at a time then?
I do. I come up with ideas, and if it's a good idea, it'll be playable again and again and again. It'll be, I use the word cohesive, it'll be cohesive and understandable enough and have enough musical content. It won't be, I call it cliched. I don't like things that are too cliched, that don't feel natural. That's the thing about music. For me, it has to feel kind of natural, so I have to come up with things. But I have to make sure that I'm being kind of staying relaxed about it and creating things that make sense.
And then when you get all these ideas down, Andy, do you stick with them, or like, is it a situation when you're going to record it the night before? Wait a minute, I got to make this one last change.
I keep track of my ideas. I record everything I do. I practice, and then I'll record it again. I think that sometimes there are changes that may happen at the last moment. It depends on how developed the song is, and if you never know. But most of the time, by the time you're in a studio when you're going to record it for in perpetuity, it should be pretty much ready to go. So you can just kind of present it, and you can add things to it after you do the basic framework of the song. You can add keyboards or harmonies and such. Things develop, and sometimes people hear things and they want to add something to it if you have a producer.
Okay, Andy, we're going to take a quick break and be back for our final segment of this show. My guest today is Andy Costantini, and is a great singer, songwriter, musician, plays a different variety of instruments, is in a great band called the Rollables, and does a lot of great solo gigs. You're listening to the Mike Caro Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, is happening at Frank's Place, and please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.